Hey, and welcome to This Woman Can. I am your host, executive coach, Janice Sutherland. Now, getting real with yourself and asking yourself the hard questions is one of the best ways to learn more about yourself. And as we start to wind down for the festive period, I really recommend taking a few moments to undertake some serious self-reflection. Now, this may seem like a trivial goal, but knowing yourself on a much deeper level is incredibly powerful. Not only will you be more connected with yourself, but you'll also be able to make far more authentic decisions when it comes to your future. And even more than that, even further, you'll be more confident in the choices you're making because you know those choices you've made have aligned with all your beliefs, your goals and values, which I've talked about in earlier podcasts. And then finally, getting real with yourself allows you to recognize what challenges you need to overcome and what flaws you may need to address going forward. And with our constant focus on the future, we often overlook, really often overlook what we've learned, what we've achieved, what we've overcome, all of which can really help us shape our future plans when we have that knowledge. So today I'm sharing with you, my This Woman Can friends, my reflective thoughts and provide you with a few questions that you can answer to kick off your own self-reflection process. You can answer a question daily or you can take some focus me time, whatever works for you. So let me kick off, let me start. I am proud of my resiliency, Resiliency Mark II. I am a resilient person by nature, but like a lot of you, this year was testing and challenging. And it would have been really easy to panic about work and how was I going to earn? Now I'm an entrepreneur, now I'm self-employed. But I recognize that I've been through tougher situations. I have faced divorce, I've been a single parent, I've had job loss and much, much more. And I saw more competition in the coaching space, but really remained focused on my own goals, my goals were, and not getting myself distracted by looking at what everyone else was doing. And then even when I reflected even more, what I found that I was working even harder, just keeping myself busy, my mind busy and occupied, and then quicker realized that just because I could didn't mean that I should. So, and I really have to keep reminding myself of this. But from this perspective, I actually embraced networking and far more collaboration than I've ever done in 2020. And you've seen my hashtag 2020 friends. And I'm also a self-confessed control freak and found myself busy on activities which were a real drain on my time, which if I was honest with myself and I was still in the corporate environment, I would have delegated it. So I'll be taking this approach in my work going forward and getting myself support that I need to have a successful 2021 and reminding myself of this constantly. I also challenged myself and did it scared. Yes, did it scared. After podcasting for 3 years, I'm incredibly comfortable with the audio side of podcasting, audio podcasting, but I'd always shied away from the camera for so many things. You want to look right, you want to look perfect, all the things that go with it. So I challenged myself to become far more visual this year in my podcast, which resulted in the launch of the This Woman Can YouTube, which you can obviously head over to, and also a LinkedIn Live series, The New Normal and the Working Woman, where I tackled a number of short topics. And so the thing here is, don't be afraid to swerve and change lanes if you have to. So have that strategic flexibility. Because what I found is my business changed and continues to evolve as the world adapts. So I have to ensure that I'm not totally fixated on one plan of action, because we all know those plans can change in a minute. I had to be prepared to swerve if obstacles present themselves. And when those obstacles do arise, which I know they will, it's given, that's what's going to happen, I'll tap into my MacGyver mindset, my inner MacGyver. And for that, for me, that means focusing on the outcome or the objective, what I'm trying to achieve, without getting caught up in perfectionism and the oft resulting procrastination. Because the thing here is to remember where your focus should be. Your focus should be on the results. It doesn't have to be pretty, the outcome, but it does have to get the job done. I also struggled a little with my mental health and my self-care, especially early on in the year and early on in the pandemic, and had to find ways to combat it. And I found that release in gardening. And can I confess, I love playing in the dirt. I'd love to hear what your coping mechanisms were. And lastly, what 2020 has taught me is to only do what excites me, which is why I'll be focusing my efforts on working more with women like you. First, I'll be revamping my Your Life by Design program. This is an online self-guided program really designed to help you identify how you've been getting your own way. We all do it. How you've been getting your own way. Develop the tools to overcome those self-imposed limits we've placed on ourselves, but also create that success blueprint for you to start living the life you've planned out for yourself, deserve, and start creating that plan. This is great for you heading into 2021 with a focus and a bang. I'll also be launching a group coaching and accountability program, Succeed Her. Now, I know some of you would have had your plans. You already know what you want to do. So this is ideal for you if you're in that situation. You have the plan, but maybe you need a little more confidence, a little more support to really help you attain your goals. Because sometimes that tiny little extra support can be really all you need just to push you over to the next level, to the next plateau, to level up. And I'll also be running my Purpose, Power and Presence Leadership Program that is specially designed to help women, focused on helping women build their leadership capability and presence, to develop their strategic thinking and enhance their professional influence and harness their skill set. Now, details of all these programs and more on how we can work together can be found by visiting my website. It's easy. It's www.janicesutherland.com. So get in touch with me if you would really like to know more. Now, I haven't forgotten. I promised you a few self-reflection questions that you could answer yourself. So I'm going to give you three just to start off, but you can head over to the This Woman Can community at thiswomancan.coach to get a few more. And, you know, it's free to join and share your answers. So here goes. Number one is, what did you learn about yourself in 2020? And bonus points, we can identify what surprised you about them. Two, how did you take care of yourself in 2020? And three, what could you let go of in 2021? I'll bet you'll be surprised at how well you've done. And feel free to share your answers and connect with me on all the normal social media platforms. I really do hope you have an absolutely fantastic, fabulous festive period. And I look forward to connecting with you in 2021. And remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care. Until next time.